This is Carol Kosovar looking at education on KALW, and I'm with Johnny Irwin, who has a very, very unusual program. It's the City Surf Project right here in San Francisco, and yes, you guessed it, teaching kids how to surf. But it's more than that, isn't it, Johnny?
Yeah, it's quite more than that. Not only are we teaching surfing, we teach our youth how to swim. We also give them resiliency skills that are taught through surfing, resiliency skills like perseverance. It is a stress reliever. It's a way of meditating. It's tools that youth can use in other parts of their lives. Sort of like the maxim that hard work pays off. Well, surfing will teach you that. The waves will make you undoubtedly stronger mentally and stronger physically. And we teach them about environmental science and why and how to protect our environment. And once they become surfers, they quickly realize that our oceans are in peril and that they need to protect them.
So, Johnny, you're at several San Francisco public schools.
Yeah, we have been fortunate enough to be able to run our program out of 5 public schools. And that's one of our programs is our Intro to Surfing program, where students get PE credits and they get to learn how to swim, surf, and about environmental science and how to protect our beautiful coastline.
So Johnny has an interesting background. He is a teacher, and he decided after taking a field trip with some kids on a surfing field trip, he said, you know what? This is something that a lot of kids need to learn about because it has all of these elements of growing up.
Yeah, I was a high school teacher at Leadership High, and I was a new teacher, and I was really looking for a way to connect with my youth, connect with the students, and really gain their trust. And meanwhile, I had been surfing my whole life. I was fortunate enough to have surfing, and I realized how fortunate I was when my students didn't have those positive outlets. They didn't have those strong connections to nature. I noticed my students weren't getting out very much. I would ask them what they did during holiday breaks, and they talked about staying at home and playing video games because that's where their parents knew that they were safe. So I saw this potential for being able to connect my students with the outdoors and how valuable that was. As surfers, we get outside and it is our place. It is our church. It's our place of meditation. We come back happier people, more grounded people. Excuse me. And I also noticed my students didn't have a lot of opportunities to relieve stress. They were pent up, and in the classroom, you saw a lot of this pent up. Sometimes it was aggression. Sometimes it was different types of emotional feelings. So I saw that surfing could be this positive outlet, and surfing could be a way to reach my students. And I quickly realized that I could offer a lot more out on the ocean than I could as an everyday classroom teacher. Don't get me wrong. Teachers are probably the most valuable people we have in society. And it is probably the hardest job there is to be a classroom teacher. But I saw an opportunity for me to do something different and to make positive change through surfing, a sport that had given me so much.
Well, it's sort of interesting in San Francisco because we really are surrounded by water, but there are lots of kids who never even get a chance to go there.
Yes, correct. There are a lot of youth that live maybe less than a mile away from the ocean that never get a chance to partake in it, never get a chance to really connect with it. They may have been once or twice there, but what our program does is it establishes that connection by going back to the beach and the ocean consistently and really creating that connection through bridging these gaps and making a bridge between the barriers of access that have been put up for lower income communities that haven't been able to really experience the coastline because of the way that the barriers that are set up by our society. So in a lot of ways, what our program does is just knocking down those barriers by providing access. We have two vans now, and we literally pick up our students from school. We go out to explore the coast and surf and experience everything it has to experience and take it all in. And then we drop them back off at school. And during those 4 hours, they are off of their phones, which this day and age is really, really invaluable. Have we noticed that that people, adults and children alike, are too attached to their phones? So for those 4 hours, they are off of their phones, being present and really experiencing surfing and all that it has to offer.
Let me just remind you, this is Carol Kosovar, looking at education on KALW, and joining me is Johnny Irwin, who is the executive director and co-founder of the City Surf Project. So, Johnny, you have these kids. Many of them have never been to the ocean. Are they afraid to get in the water? Do you have to overcome some barriers of some kind, or is it like, oh my gosh, I'm going to jump in?
There are feelings, mixed feelings. There are feelings of fear. There are feelings of excitement. There are feelings of the unknown. And these are all totally natural. Anytime your body is or your mind is going to do something different, their fear sets in, and there is a little bit sort of resistance. And that's where we work with our youth beforehand. We help to quell those fears by prepping them, letting them know what we're going to be doing, helping them through it beforehand, answering questions, and supporting them, and really making it the easiest we can for them to access it, and really making it the easiest, making the door pretty easy to enter. And we do that by explaining what the situation is going to be all about, what is out there, what if there is anything really to fear. Going over safety is a huge part of what we do. Safety is key. So we will circle up beforehand and go over safety rules and regulations, and we'll let them explore it at their own rate. If someone is not a strong swimmer, we're not going to just go and throw them in the deep end. We'll start slowly and work our way to deeper, and help them build on the skills each time.
One of the things about San Francisco is that most people don't realize it, but there's some pretty great surfing spots, isn't there?
Yeah, we actually have world-class surfing, and it's cold water, so a lot of people don't think of San Francisco as a surfing destination, and it can be very big waves. Their Ocean Beach has treacherous surf. So historically, it was never thought of a place that would be a surf destination. Also, it being a metropolitan city, you think of it more as an urban environment than a beach town, and it's hard to be both. You're either one or the other. I feel like LA is probably more of a beach town than it is a metropolitan city, but it does do both. So San Francisco is now becoming more and more of a place that is a surf destination. People are moving here to surf. I think with the tech boom, you have a lot of young professionals who move here so that they can surf and work the tech job. But yeah, it's cold water, and it's still treacherous waves, so it's still not the most inviting place to learn to surf.
So you have Ocean Beach in San Francisco, and then if you go down the coast, you go to Lindamar and Pacifica, and then down to Half Moon Bay, or not that far?
Starts off at Ocean Beach, then you have Pacifica to the south, then Half Moon Bay, and then on your way down to Santa Cruz. Pacifica is where we frequent the most, at Lindamar Beach. Those are the best beginner waves, the best place to learn how to surf, to move up the skills of surfing. And that's where we predominantly go. Ocean Beach, if the waves are small enough and they're not super rough, we'll take our youth there. And then Half Moon Bay, if the waves are small enough there as well.
So you've got three programs. We talked about the Surfing 101, which is the program which is at a number of the high school and middle school in San Francisco. And then you've got two others. One's sort of a field trip and one's youth development.
Yeah, one of our programs is our Intro to Surfing Intro to Surfing. It's where we take a class out on a field trip. Every week we'll take a different class out, and this is a way to experience surfing for the first time, a way for the teacher to get their class out, exploring, letting loose. It's a field trip. And we've found that this is a really important for classroom teachers to be able to get out and bond with their students.
And then you have a surf instructor leadership program where kids are actually learn to be instructors in summer programs.
So this is an exit strategy of the program. And this is what success looks like in the program. So we have a young surfer who's surfed with us for a year and really taken a liking to it. Now, what can we offer them more? We thought, well, a great way to continue to develop our youth is by offering them some sort of next step to the program. And this is our surf instructor and leadership training. So we take those young youth and we train them to be surf instructors for the new participants of the program. So they are now teaching younger, new surfers how to surf. It's youth development because they're getting job training. We're actually able to give them a stipend for surf instructing all summer long, and they become this silk cohort that they can forever take with them and put on resumes as a youth development experience that they've had.
So I'd really like to thank Johnny Irwin, who is the executive director of City Surf Project. And if you want to find out more, I found an easy way. You go online and look up City Surf Project, and they have a website with all the information. And should you be an avid surfer and looking to help kids, give them a ring because they need some volunteers. This is Carol Kosovar, looking at education on KALW.